Intel's Whiskey Lake notebook chips will offer big turbo boosts to get you to upgrade. In PC World on August 10th, by Mark Hackman. If the leaked information is correct, there will be just the one key difference between today's Kaby Lake R chips and Intel's Whiskey Lake. While motherboard companies continue to outdo themselves releasing data on Intel's upcoming 9000 series processors, HP has accidentally disclosed details regarding another of Intel's upcoming chips, its Whiskey Lake notebook processors. As disclosed by AnandTech, the Whiskey Lake U processors aren't that different from the existing Kaby Lake R chips that they'll replace. In fact, the base clock speeds for the three chips outed by HP are essentially identical with the existing Kaby Lake R chips. What Intel has done, however, is offer significantly higher turbo speeds as a way of differentiating the two families. It's worth noting that differentiation continues to be an issue as far as product numbers go. The three new Whiskey Lake U chips, the 2.1 GHz Core i3-8145U, the 1.6 GHz Core i5-8265U, and the 1.8 GHz Core i7-8565U are similar product numbers to the 2.2 GHz Core i3-8130U, the 1.6 GHz Core i5-8250U, and the 1.8 GHz Core i7-8550U Kaby Lake R chips they replace. Cache sizes remain the same, according to the HP listing and AnandTech reports. Both the Core i5 and Core i7 have four cores, while the i3 has two. Here's the difference between the turbo speeds as indicated below. Core i7-8565U Whiskey Lake, 1.8 GHz base, 4.6 GHz turbo. Core i7-8550U Kaby Lake-R, 1.8 GHz base, 4 GHz turbo. Core i5-8265U Whiskey Lake, 1.6 GHz base, 4.1 GHz turbo. Core i5-8250U Kaby Lake R, 1.6 GHz base, 3.4 GHz turbo. Core i3-8145U Whiskey Lake, 2.1 GHz base, 3.9 GHz turbo. Core i3-8130U Kaby Lake R, 2.2 GHz base, 3.4 GHz turbo. Intel doesn't comment on unannounced products, and naturally, the offending HP spec sheet governing its Pavilion X360 convertible has been removed. Note that HP is listed as a launch partner as part of Intel's Computex announcement of Whiskey Lake. Intel has confirmed that the Whiskey Lake and Amber Lake architectures will ship by the holiday season, however. Both the current Kaby Lake R chips and the upcoming Whiskey Lake chips are U-series chips, which typically consume about 15 watts. Amber Lake is a Y-series chip aimed at ultra-low power Ultrabooks, usually in the 4.5 watt range. What this means for you? As AnandTech notes, the addition of Turbo Boost will certainly help in cases where a chip encounters a short-term spiky load, where Turbo Boost can kick in and speed up operations for a short time. But under prolonged loads, you may be better off sticking with a Kaby Lake R chip, as far as processing power is concerned.